Welcome back to Kingdom in the Chaos. It's day 3. And if you're coming in today feeling a little tired, worn out, or just weak, I want you to know you're in the right place. Some days, no matter how hard we try, we just don't feel strong. The weight of life presses in, and suddenly weakness starts to feel like failure. Maybe you've whispered to yourself, I'm not doing enough. I'm not enough. But here's the truth. That changes everything. God's grace shows up not in your strength, but in your weakness. He doesn't need you to be Superwoman or Wonder Woman or Supergirl, whoever your favorite hero is. He just wants you to come to him, honest, open, and willing to let him carry what you can't. So if you're running on empty, if the mask is too heavy to hold up another day, take a breath. You are not alone. As always, let's start with a prayer. God, you see the parts of me that are tired, the parts I try to hide or push through. You see the moments when I feel like I'm not enough. But today, I choose to believe that your grace is enough. I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to be strong every moment. I just have to come to you. So I bring you my weakness, my weariness, and all the things I can't carry alone. Meet me here, God, with strength I didn't know I had and peace I couldn't find on my own. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's verse is 2 Corinthians 12:9. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. Some days, no matter how much you try, you just don't feel strong. You're tired, physically, emotionally, spiritually. The weight of life feels heavy, and weakness can start to look a lot like failure. Maybe you've told yourself you're not doing enough, or you're not enough. But here's the truth. God's grace isn't reserved for your strong days. God's grace shows up right in the middle of your mess when you feel like you've got nothing left to give. God never asked you to be Superwoman. He didn't design you to carry every burden on your own. He invites you to rest, to breathe, to lean into him. Because it's in your weakness that his power shines the brightest. When you stop pretending and start surrendering, you give him room to move in ways you never could have on your own. He's not disappointed in your need. He meets you there with strength, with comfort, and with peace. So today, if you're feeling drained, don't hide it. Bring it to God. Let him hold what you can't carry and fill your empty places with his never-ending grace. You don't have to have it all together to walk in kingdom strength. You just have to be willing to let him in. Because your strength doesn't come from within. It comes from God. And he is more than enough. Jesus, I'm tired. I feel weak. I don't have all the answers. and sometimes I feel like I'm barely holding on. Thank you that your grace is enough for me. Even when I feel like I have nothing left, help me to stop trying to carry everything on my own and to lean fully on you instead. Let your power rest on me and renew my strength. In Jesus' name, amen. The questions I have for you today. What weaknesses or struggles do you feel tempted to hide? Write them down. And then thank God for meeting you in those exact places with His grace. Thank you for spending these few sacred minutes with me. If you're walking in today, still feeling weak, know this. God's not asking you to be more. He's simply asking you to come closer. His grace fills the gaps. His power shows up in your surrender. You're not failing. You're growing. And God's not disappointed in your need. He delights in meeting you there. If this spoke to your heart, would you share with a friend? Maybe they need to hear it too. Remember, our goal is to build together. We are women, we are tired, but we are strong in Christ. And we are stronger together. This is Kingdom in the Chaos. I'll see you tomorrow.